Hi, this is Monika Kolińska from ING Bank Śląski. Is somebody online?
Hi, Monika, this is Valentina.
Oh, you are on the phone, yes? Because we were waiting for a while, so we were almost thinking that we have to shut down this conference.
Okay. Oh, is it just me?
Yeah, okay, so it will be one-on-one with you. That's always a pressure.
Somebody else is dialing in, actually.
Okay. Okay, so we suggest a short summary of our results first, and then a Q&A session. And the results will be presented by Mr. Boda, our CFO, who is here.
Hello. Okay. Or if you have some questions, you can jump into the Q&A.
Yeah, I think that this will be more optimal. Let me just give me just one more second.
Okay.
One second. I need to.
You did not expect it to have one-on-one, I understand.
No, I didn't. To be honest. Yeah. Just if we can go very quickly through the development of net interest margin.
Net interest margin development. I think this is, if you have our presentation,
yeah,
that's in the appendix. That's the information about the net interest margin and the interest income and the interest cost. The description is a bit misleading because that's not the margin, but just the...
It's slide 38.
Slide 38. So, as far as you may see on the left-hand side, on the upper part of the slide, that's the net interest margin, 262 in a quarter and 287 is cumulative, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Then on the right-hand side, on the upper part, you have the net interest income on the loans. That's not the margin, that's the net interest income on lending.
Yeah.
And you may see that the interest income on lending is very reactive to the change of the interest rate because that's based on the or linked just directly into the. Hello, do we have anybody online additionally? Okay. Hello.
Valentina.
Yeah, I'm still here. I didn't disconnect.
Okay. So once more. So because the loans, especially the corporate loans, are mainly on the 1 month index, all the cuts of the interest rate are automatically offset into the rate for clients. Why, as you may see, for the interest cost on the deposit down to the
mm-hmm.
right hand side, the lower part is not such reactive. Because one, it's basically in some extent the cost of the term deposit that are fixed, and other side that's the cost of our savings that is variable, but the decision has to be taken by bank and clients should be informed in advance and should send the information, etc. So it always takes the time. So in the first quarter you see that the interest income of lending is dropping. Of course the bonds are far less profitable in the past, and why we did not offset, or it has not been yet offset by the rate for the clients into the same extent. Yeah.
Okay. And I saw that you sold part of your available for sales portfolio this quarter.
Yes, we sold the part 2.8 billion zloty with the positive valuation of 100 million net. Because in the report you may see 120 valuation of IFS, 19 million the result of derivatives, because that was partially under the hedge accounting. So the net is 100. In the last year we had some positive one-offs as well on the bonds, on the sale of some Visa shares, etc. So the net impact positively. So,
hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yes, there was some sort of a
noise.
Yeah, there was some sort of an interruption, and it seems that the connection dropped for a while.
Okay.
So once more, that was the 100 million net. However, versus the first quarter last year, the net impact is 52 million because we had some positive one-off in the first quarter of last year as well.
Okay. And then forward, do you have any guidance for how much more by the end of the year?
I would say there is not any plan to special action to sell a big part of the portfolio.
I'm sorry?
There's no plan of some kind of the cash in some big part of the positive operation.
Yeah, the line is some sort of breaking.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that.
Somebody is listening. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Somebody's on the line, but not talking at all. But if somebody wants to listen to, of course, this is a lot. But please mute. Put your telephone on mute mode, if possible.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
okay. Next question.
Then perhaps a little bit on the asset quality and what you see in terms of trends and what we should expect as some sort of a run rate for the cost of risk on the corporate and retail side for the bank.
That's on the page. It's the page number 30 in our presentation. The first quarter was very positive from the risk cost perspective. The total risk cost you may see on the slide for the quarter was on the level of the 50 basic points. Accordingly, 27 for the corporate and the 89 for the retail. In the retail, we had some one-off because of the adjustment of the model. So this one-off was 15 million. So if we would have the standardized risk cost for retail, it should be on the level about the 23 million zlotys. So that's the level. I think that is more or less comparable between the quarters. Yeah.
Sorry, I missed that last part.
On the slide 30, you will see this the risk cost. On the upper part, you have the for the total bank.
Mm-hmm.
And on the lower part, you have on the left-hand side for the corporate bank, and for the right-hand side for the retail. So for the retail in the first quarter, it's 38 million zloty. It's far higher amount than for the previous quarters. But this includes, because our risk division is adjusting the risk model, Basel model basically for the that is used for the calculation of the capital requirement and the loan loss provisions.
Yeah.
And of course, the result of this, update was 15 million one-off increase of the provision for our retail portfolio. 15 million Polish zloty. So within this 38 million zloty, we have 15 million of the one-off. One-off. If you exclude this one-off, our risk costs were on the level of the 23 million zloty. That is more or less average for the last quarters. Yeah?
Yeah. And any one-offs on the corporate side?
As you may see from the corporate, it looks like there was no any one-offs, to be honest. So far, so good. We'll see what will be the development in the later part of the year. Of course, you may see that...
It's a little bit lower, yeah.
Yeah, of course, the first quarter is maybe not, fully representative because we still did not got all the financial reports from all the companies because they are closing the year, they have audits, etc. So basically, this moment when we are receiving their financial statement is a bit postponed, so it's usually mainly second quarter. But as far as I heard from my risk colleagues, there is nothing that can be or was or is dramatic. So we do not see any big cases in our portfolio. Basically, that we had discussion with our meeting today, and that reminds me that I remember kind of the comparison showing the indebtedness of the companies versus the GDP, and the Polish companies are the they have the lowest amount of the debt to the GDP among all the European countries. Even the Romanian companies, they have the higher loans. So the Polish companies are basically managing without lending, so that may be the case as well.
Okay.
But so far so good.
Yeah. I think that at this point this is all from me. I don't know whether there are any participants on the call, any other participants on the call that would like to ask a question.
I think we have one-on-one today, so if there are no any further questions. Yeah, Monika?
No, I certainly have no questions. Valentina, so
Valentina, maybe you
that will
question.
Be all?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
How is the London today?
In terms of
weather.
Weather?
Banking sector, financial sector.
Yeah. Oh.
So bad.
Oh.
It's okay, yeah.
It's okay. That's good. Okay, so so thank you very much for your call. At least we had somebody to talk to.
But
and
we
it was very nice, yeah.
Warsaw is far nicer place.
Yes, it's really great weather here, and we are quite satisfied with our results.
Yeah, it's raining today. Yeah, we had one day of a summer during the weekend, and that was basically it.
Now we have summer, actually.
Cool. Enjoy it then.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.